Coffee Break Italian, Season 3, Episode 24. Buongiorno a tutti, benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Mark.
Ciao a tutti, e io sono Francesca.
Allora, Francesca, come stai oggi?
Ah, molto bene, Mark, grazie. E tu?
Molto bene, anch'io. Oggi è il compleanno di Radiolingua, di Coffee Break, infatti.
Sì, tanti auguri!
Tanti auguri anche a te!
Sì, sì, auguri a tutti!
We started Coffee Break Languages way back on the 18th of October, at least this is when we're recording this episode, and it was the 18th of October 2006 when we recorded our first ever episode of Coffee Break Spanish. So it's her 16th birthday today.
Wow, mamma mia, quanta strada abbiamo fatto da allora.
Esatto, è anche una settimana importante per l'Italia.
Sì, è vero, infatti ogni anno la terza settimana di ottobre è dedicata alla lingua italiana e in tutto il mondo si celebra questa settimana, la settimana della lingua italiana nel mondo.
Perfetto, and of course I said it's an important week for Italy, but no, it's actually an important week for Italian.
Sì.
As is spoken all around the world by Italian communities.
Sì, sì, è vero.
And many of our listeners are part of that Italian community or becoming part of that Italian community. So I think we should get straight on with our lesson today because we've got something very interesting to cover.
Sì, allora, Mark, bando alle ciance.
Diamo inizio alle danze. Allora, Francesca, cos'è questo argomento interessante?
Mark, oggi parliamo del congiuntivo ancora, ma cambiamo un po' tempo, parliamo del congiuntivo imperfetto.
So, we are talking about the imperfect subjunctive. Now, before we say another thing, it is very important that we stress that something like the imperfect subjunctive sounds quite complicated, but actually it's not complicated at all.
Sì, sì, è veramente facile, simpatico, regolare, davvero un bel tempo verbale.
All the things I love in a verb.
Molto elegante anche.
So, this is the imperfect subjunctive. We've already seen the present subjunctive.
Sì.
We can easily think about a perfect and a pluperfect subjunctive because those would just be the subjunctive form of the auxiliary verb.
Sì, but we will see them next time.
Perfect, okay. So what happens with the imperfect subjunctive?
So the idea of the imperfect subjunctive is basically, let's say, the equivalent of the present subjunctive, but just in the past.
Okay, so all of the rules, all of the triggers that we've learned so far for the present subjunctive can be applied to the imperfect subjunctive if we're talking in the past.
Sì, sì, esatto.
Facile. How about forming this imperfect subjunctive? How do we do that?
As always, we have some endings that we attach to the stem of the verb, depending on the conjugation they belong to. And they're very regular, and in the imperfect subjunctive, there is an s sound that it's like a theme that repeats itself.
Exactly. It's found in all of the parts of the imperfect subjunctive, with a very slight variation for the voi form, but... We'll see that as we go through it.
Sì.
So let's look at an are verb, parlare, our favorite verb. Let's look at this in the imperfect subjunctive.
Okay, so io, che io parlassi.
Parlassi, okay.
Che tu parlassi.
Parlassi again.
Che lui o lei parlasse.
Right, so this is parlasse.
Sì.
We've got a difference this time. That's a change from our present subjunctive where we had the same form for io, tu, and lui, lei, and so on.
Esatto, sì.
So, parlassi, parlassi, parlasse.
Bravissimo. Per il plurale, che noi parlassimo.
Okay, I love this. Che noi parlassimo. Sounds so beautiful.
It is. Voi, che voi parlaste.
So this is where we've just got a single S, parlaste.
Sì. E loro, and watch the emphasis as always with loro, che loro parlassero.
Parlassero. Okay. Now that's an are verb. Let's just go straight on and look at an ere verb. an ERE verb, and we're going to see some really, really regular things happening here.
Sí. They're very similar across the three conjugations, but obviously when we switch to the conjugation ere, the second conjugation, we have an e theme for the ending. So we can hear essi for example, the first person. So if we take vedere, che io vedessi.
Okay, so vedessi. So that E sound that Francesca mentioned is, of course, written as an E in English. Si. So E-S-S-I, vedessi.
Tu, che tu vedessi.
Vedessi.
Che lui o lei vedesse.
Okay, we're seeing the pattern here. Vedesse. And then let's see if we can finish off this pattern. So would it be che noi vedessimo?
Bravissimo.
Che voi vedeste?
Sì.
And che loro vedessero?
Perfetto, Mark.
You see the beauty of this tense? It's so, it flows. It's one of those wonderful
tenses. C'è un ritmo bellissimo.
Sì, certo. Ok, e allora cosa succede con finire, ad esempio?
Ok, finire. First of all, we should say that there are no isk verbs in the imperfect subjunctive. So finire normally is an isk verb, but we don't have to worry about adding isk in this case. So again, similar endings, but we are just starting them with the E, Italian E or English I.
So that would be... Che io finissi.
Sì.
Che tu finissi.
Sì.
Che lui o lei finisse.
Sì.
Do you want to finish off?
Certo. Che noi finissimo. Che voi finiste. Che loro finissero.
Ok. Io volevo che tu finissi questo verbo.
Perfetto.
So you see what I did there. Volevo che, I was wanting that, you finished in our imperfect subjunctive form. Volevo che tu finissi questo verbo.
Un primo esempio con il congiuntivo imperfetto. Perfetto.
Okay, so these are our regular verbs. Of course, there are some irregular forms. And these follow the same endings, but they've got maybe a different stem. And I think this is something that we'll have come across in other, maybe in reading, maybe in experiencing other pieces of Italian.
Sì, I should say that there are very, very, very few irregular verbs in the imperfetto of the subjunctive. And if you think of the imperfetto of the indicative, there were also very few irregular verbs. And it's basically the same verbs which are irregular for the indicative imperfetto are also irregular for the imperfect subjunctive.
Okay, so let's look at some of these. First of all, our favorite, essere.
Sì, this is completely different. So the imperfetto is fossi.
Fossi. So this fossi, we came across something a little bit similar when we were looking at the passato remoto.
Sì, we also had the f stem, so fui, io fui.
Exactly, so that we can see where it comes from. So fossi, se io fossi,
sì.
And of course it would then be tu fossi, lui o lei fosse,
sì.
Noi fossimo, voi foste, and loro fossero.
Perfetto, Mark, sei bravissimo.
What about avere?
Avere is actually regular for once.
Ah, excellent, so we are going to take off that ere ending and add essi, avessi.
Sì, molto
and that's
bene.
Something I'm sure our listeners have heard before or seen before. Se io avessi. In fact, there's a great Umberto Tozzi song. Se io avessi te, no?
Sì, okay. mi suona familiare.
Okay, what about fare, another common irregular verb?
Fare che io facessi.
Facessi. Facessi, okay, and again, facessi, facessi, facesse, facessimo, faceste, facessero.
Sì, bravissimo.
Troppo facile.
Non esageriamo.
Okay, any other common irregular verbs?
Sì, an important one is dare, to give, because there is an important change, and this is actually a mistake that we Italians make at times.
Ah, okay, so if you want to be even more impressive than a native speaker, what will we say to get it right?
Sì, is che io dessi.
Dessi, okay, what would you say if you were making that mistake that many Italians?
Can you guess?
Nasty.
Nasty. So it's something that children or toddlers say at times.
And I think this is something that as learners of a language, we always find amazing that toddlers can use the imperfect subjunctive without thinking, of course, they don't know it's the imperfect subjunctive. All good. Anything else?
Same thing with stare, stessi. So it's not a stassi. I shouldn't say it, but just to show you the difference, it's a stessi with the E.
Okay. What about dire? Because that can often be an irregular verb.
See, again, like fare, we have to add the ch sound. So dire che io dicessi.
Dicessi, okay. Dicessi. Dicessi, dicesse, dicessimo, diceste, dicessero.
Sì, and the same with bere. As always, we have to add that ve sound in order to conjugate the verb, but it always happens with bere. So probably it sounds natural enough. Che io bevessi.
Bevessi, okay. You know, there's one other group that I'm thinking of, Francesca, that's maybe worth mentioning, and that's those verbs that end in re, the double R-E.
Ah. Bravissimo, Mark. We don't talk very often about these verbs, but it's actually an important group of verbs like tradurre, produrre, condurre.
And we learn one structure, we learn one pattern, and it applies to them all.
Sì, sì. Ad esempio, se prendiamo il verbo tradurre.
To translate.
Sì, che io traducessi.
So it introduces that cessi, like dicessi, facessi.
Sì.
There's a ch sound in there, traducessi.
Esatto, sì, bravo.
So we've covered the entire conjugation of the imperfect subjunctive in about 9 minutes, and
wow.
I think that's pretty good going. Before we go on to talk about or listen to our conversation, can we have a little review of when we would use this and how the sequence of tenses work?
Yes, there are actually some important things to point out about the imperfect subjunctive. As we said in the introduction, we use the imperfect subjunctive in the same way as we use the present subjunctive, but we transfer everything in the past. So the verb in the main clause, and it can be a verb of hope, a verb of opinion, an impersonal expression, and all the triggers we have seen, they have to be in the past tense.
So if they're in the past tense, that then triggers a past tense, the imperfect, for the subjunctive.
Sì, sì.
Let's look at some examples.
Ad esempio, pensavo che Elena avesse ragione.
So we've got pensare che, which always is going to trigger a subjunctive, but the fact that it's pensavo che, I was thinking, I thought that Elena avesse, that's from avere, of course, and we're using an imperfect subjunctive. So I thought that she was right.
Esatto. We can compare it with the equivalent in the present where we would say penso che Elena abbia ragione. So you can see that they are similar structures, but one is in the present and the other is in the past.
Okay, let's take another example.
Quando siamo partiti, sembrava che non piovesse.
Okay, so this is using sembra che. It seems that, but in fact not in the present, but in the past. Sembrava che, using our imperfect tense there. Quando siamo partiti, when we left, sembrava che, it seemed that, non piovesse. Not non pioveva, but piovesse, because it's following the sembra che or sembrava che.
Sì, esatto. Oh, ancora un esempio. Luca era contento che non ci fosse lezione.
Oh, okay. So I hope he wasn't listening to Coffee Break Italian.
No, sicuramente no.
So Luca era contento. He was happy che non ci fosse lezione. So this is c'è in the present indicative. C'è, there is, there are. And if we take that back into the imperfect, it would be c'era. But here, Luca, we're hearing Luca's opinion here. He was happy that there was no lesson. Luca era contento che non ci fosse lezione.
Perfetto.
And maybe one more example.
Okay. I miei amici temevano che io arrivassi in ritardo.
This is interesting, Francesca. Thank you for this example, because I think it lets us talk about another aspect of this. I miei amici, my friends, temevano, they were scared, they were afraid, che io arrivassi in ritardo, that I arrived late, or Maybe in English we would say that I would arrive late.
Probably, yeah.
But in Italian, based on the sequence of tenses, I miei amici temevano che io arrivassi, imperfect subjunctive, in ritardo. Francesca, what happens if my friends were scared that they were going to arrive late?
Ah, bravo, Mark. Well, as we mentioned in the previous episodes with the present subjunctive, we are using again D plus the infinitive if the subject of the main clause and the subject of the subordinate clause are the same. So what could we say in this case?
So there it would be I miei amici temevano. They were scared that they would arrive late. We just use di arrivare in ritardo.
Esatto, perfetto, molto bene.
And coming back to the previous example when you said pensavo che Elena avesse ragione,
sì.
How would I say I thought that I was right?
Pensavo di infinitive avere ragione, pensavo di avere ragione.
Okay, so we don't need to say pensavo che io avessi ragione. In fact, that sounds strange.
Sì, sì, and also because it coincides with the two person. Mm-hmm. So if we just say pensavo che avessi ragione, I would more naturally think of you were right.
Yeah. Okay, so to avoid any confusion, pensavo di avere ragione, when it's I was doing the thinking and I was doing the being right.
Sì, 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 that's the idea.
So these are where we've got verbs that are triggering the subjunctive, the pensare che, sembrare che, essere contento che, and so on. What about those conjunctions that we learned?
See, we can use the conjunctions that we learned in the previous episode also with the imperfect subjunctive. Ad esempio, nonostante avessi la febbre, ho corso la maratona.
Wow, impressionante.
sì.
So, nonostante, although, avessi la febbre, I had a fever, ho corso la maratona, I ran the marathon.
Sì, so the idea is that the marathon took place in the past, so mm-hmm. we're talking about a past event, and also the fact of having temperature, fever, was also happening in the past, so we are using the imperfect subjunctive, and because obviously we know that nonostante triggers a subjunctive, so it's just a matter of deciding if we need a present or an imperfect.
Molto facile, come
sì.
abbiamo detto.
Sì, sì, sì.
Okay, let's do one more conjunction.
Ok, abbiamo cambiato casa affinché ci fosse più spazio.
Ok, so abbiamo cambiato casa, we changed house, affinché, so that, ci fosse, there was, più spazio, more space.
Sì.
So we're seeing affinché, our conjunction that triggers a subjunctive, and that subjunctive is in the past, it's an imperfect, so affinché ci fosse più spazio.
Perfetto. Okay, Mark, there is something else that we have to discuss before seeing our conversation. And it's an additional function that the imperfect subjunctive has.
If only I knew what you were talking about.
Ah, ho capito, a cosa ti riferisci? Magari?
Magari, sì. Okay, so let's talk about magari.
Sì, magari it's a lovely Italian word that you've probably heard before with the meaning of perhaps mm-hmm. or maybe. So I could say, magari domani vado al cinema.
Yeah, so perhaps tomorrow I'll go to the cinema.
But it also has the meaning of if only.
Yeah.
And when it has the meaning of if only, it has to be followed by the imperfect subjunctive.
Yeah, so magari sapessi, mm-hmm. if only I knew, di che cosa stavi parlando.
Esatto,
what
sì,
you were talking
sì,
about.
Sì. Oh, magari vincessi la lotteria.
If only I won the lottery.
Ah, oh, magari mio figlio mi ascoltasse di più.
Non dico niente. If only my son listened to me more.
Ah, esatto, sì. So it's a very important structure, magari plus the imperfect subjunctive.
Okay. Anything else that we need to know?
Yes, we also use the imperfect subjunctive in subclauses which have the conditional in the main clause. And this could maybe look a little bit strange, but let's try with a simple example.
Okay.
Laura preferirebbe che io cambiassi lavoro.
Okay, so Laura preferirebbe, she would prefer che io cambiassi lavoro, that I were to change job.
Sí.
Sounds a little funny like that. But basically in English we're saying Laura would prefer me to change job.
Exacto. And maybe our listeners are thinking, hang on a minute, this is not in the past tense, because preferirebbe is actually the present, but it's the present of the conditional.
Yeah, it's getting a little complicated now, but I kind of like to see this balance of, I always think of them on a swing or on a seesaw, where the conditional sits with the imperfect subjunctive and they go very nicely together.
Sí. So if we have a conditional in the present, in the main clause, then we want an imperfect subjunctive in the subordinate clause.
Okay.
I'll give you another example.
Yeah, I was just going to say another example might help.
Vorrei che tu fossi qui.
Okay, that's much more simple. Vorrei, I would like, che tu fossi qui, that you were here.
Esatto.
Again, translating it into better English, I would like you to be here.
Sì.
Magari fossi qui.
Magari tu fossi qui, sì.
If only you were here.
Esatto. Ho ancora un esempio. Mi piacerebbe che voi tornaste a casa prima delle 10.
Okay, so mi piacerebbe che, I would like that, voi tornaste a casa, you were to return.
Sì.
I would like you to be back home a casa prima delle 10, before 10.
See, so this is actually not in the past, but we are using the past or the imperfect subjunctive because of the mi piacerebbe. So
okay,
it's the conditional again.
So that nice pair of tenses, the conditional with the imperfect subjunctive.
Esatto, sì.
Okay, Francesca, I think we should move on to our conversation. There are probably other areas that we've not fully covered about the imperfect subjunctive.
Yeah, the subjunctive is such a big topic, so it's difficult to condense everything in the space of a coffee break.
Indeed.
So I'm sure our listeners, when they do their independent study or when they use the subjunctive, they will discover nuances or additional ways of using it. But I think we have covered the main things.
Okay. Well, our conversation will be coming up after the break.
In addition to the podcast version of Coffee Break Italian Season 3, we are also putting together a full course on the Coffee Break Academy, where you'll be able to access bonus materials to help you make even better progress with your Italian.
That's right. Not only will you be able to enjoy an ad-free audio version of each lesson, we'll also provide a bonus episode in which we'll go through every detail of the dialogues, and a third episode for each lesson in which Francesca will be testing us with some translation challenges based on the lesson topic. Of course, there are comprehensive notes and a video version of each lesson too. Visit coffeebreakitalian.com and follow the links for Season 3 there.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Bentornati. Oggi stiamo parlando dell'imperfetto del congiuntivo.
Sì, che bello.
Now, we're going to be listening to a conversation in which you might spot one or two imperfect subjunctives. Francesca, tell us a little about this conversation.
Okay, in this conversation we hear two friends, Emanuela and Maria. And Emanuela is taking her friend Maria to view a house. So they're both very excited, but things don't go maybe exactly according to plans.
Okay, let's have a listen then. We'll see exactly what Francesca's talking about and then we'll talk about it afterwards.
Questa è l'ultima visita di oggi. Non vedo l'ora che arrivi l'agente immobiliare. Spero davvero che questa sia la tua nuova casa, Maria.
Vorrei che tu avessi ragione, Emanuela. Ma hai visto come sono difficile ed esigente?
Beh, è normale, è una scelta difficile. Comunque, questa sembra molto carina, anche se pensavo che fosse un po' più grande.
In effetti, hai ragione. Le foto la facevano sembrare decisamente più grande.
Ah, Maria, ma non sapevo che la casa avesse anche un giardino sul retro. Questa sì che è una bella sorpresa.
Io sapevo che aveva un giardino, ma non immaginavo che ci fossero così tanti alberi e fiori. Adoro gli alberi.
Ah, guarda, penso che quel signore laggiù sia l'agente immobiliare.
Oh, che emozione! Non so come spiegartelo, ma è come se avessi lo stomaco sottosopra.
Dai, stai tranquilla. Ci sono qui io apposta per tenerti con i piedi per terra.
Signore, buongiorno. Sono Bruno Pacotti dell'agenzia Casa Bella 2.
Salve, signor Pacotti. Mi aspettavo che venisse il signor Gianni.
In effetti, Gianni manda le sue scuse. Pensava di essere libero oggi, invece ha avuto un contrattempo.
Non importa. Possiamo entrare?
Certo. Oh, mi dispiace. Vedo che c'è un po' di disordine in giro per la casa. Speravo che i proprietari avessero lasciato tutto in ordine, ma non è facile mentre si trasloca.
Non c'è problema. Anche io sono molto disordinata. Mi sento come se fossi a casa mia.
Allora, signora Maria, guardi. Questa è la zona giorno. Ampia, accogliente e interamente ristrutturata.
In realtà mi aspettavo che entrasse più luce.
C'è la possibilità di allargare queste due finestre.
Non vorrei però che i lavori causassero dei problemi ai muri.
No, dovrebbe essere facile. Le finestre sono piccole perché questa casa è abbastanza datata e in passato era importante che le persone potessero stare al caldo nel modo più economico possibile.
Saliamo al piano di sopra?
Preferirei che lei prima desse un'occhiata alla cucina.
Oh no!
Cosa c'è, Emanuela?
Sospettavo che qui abitassero dei topolini e non mi sbagliavo, guarda!
Oh mamma mia!
Signora, ma è normale? Questa è una casa di campagna. Avevo l'impressione che lei volesse essere circondata da alberi, fiori, animali, natura.
Io amo la natura. Ma c'è un limite a tutto. Dall'annuncio sembrava che questa casa soddisfacesse tutte le mie esigenze, ma non è così. Andiamocene, dai.
Maria, calmati, respira. Non vorrei che ti venisse un infarto.
Tranquilla, signora. Capisco perfettamente la situazione. A dire il vero, temevo che questa casa non facesse per lei. Però c'è un appartamento in centro che voglio mostrarle. Un vero gioiellino. Secondo me è perfetto per lei.
Magari fosse la volta buona.
Wow, che avventura! Mamma mia, è sempre molto stressante cercare casa.
Esatto, esatto. Okay, let's talk a little bit about what happened in English.
Okay, so we have seen two friends, Emanuela and Maria, and Emanuela is accompanying her friend Maria to view a house.
Okay, so Maria's somewhat demanding and
sí.
She's already viewed several houses.
See, when they first see this house, they are surprised to discover a garden at the back with a lot of lovely trees and flowers.
Yeah, the estate agent arrives and Maria's really quite excited about the whole thing. But I think Emanuela's job is to keep her grounded.
See, it's always good to have a friend like Emanuela. First of all, it turns out that the agent that arrives, il signor Pacotti, is not really the agent they were expecting. I think his name was Gianni, if I remember rightly.
Yep, and when they enter the house, it looks a little bit untidy, but Maria doesn't seem to be too concerned. I think she actually kind of feels a little bit at home.
Sì, sì, sì. And the agent starts by showing the living area, which Maria was expecting to be a little bit more bright. But luckily there is the possibility of making the windows a little bit bigger.
Yeah. And when they're just about to go upstairs, there's a little bit of a surprising an added visitor, shall we say.
Sì, sì, dei topolini, some little mice.
Little mice, yeah. Maria's in shock, but the agent explains that this is normal for a house in the country.
Sì, but Maria, let's say she loves nature, but she thinks this is too much for her and she just wants to leave.
Emanuela, being the calm person that she is, she tries to calm Maria down, and the agent actually suggests perhaps a flat in the city centre that would probably be ideal for Maria.
See, and Maria seems to agree, and probably she hopes that this is the right flat for her.
Well, you can listen to the conversation again and go through it in detail with us in our bonus episode available over at the Coffee Break Academy. So just go to coffeebreakacademy.com or coffeebreakitalian.com and you'll be able to find it there. Allora, Francesca, penso che è tutto per oggi. Sia tutto per oggi.
Bravissimo, Mark, però non è tutto per oggi.
Certo, certo. C'è ancora una cosina, forse.
Sì, sì, c'è ancora una cosina, anche questa volta.
Allora, mi piacerebbe che ci dicessi
tua
cosina.
Hai imparato velocemente. Ok, la cosina di oggi è ispirata come sempre al dialogo, alla conversazione che abbiamo sentito. It's something that we use to describe when we buy something without really checking what we are buying.
Okay, right. So, yeah, I get the idea. This is when you go into something and you don't quite know what to expect.
Sì, sì. Or, for example, like, imagine buying a house, as it was the case in the dialogue, but without viewing the actual house.
I understand.
So you just think, okay, yeah, that house is probably okay, and you don't even go and view
it. Wow, that's brave. So how do we say this in Italian?
So, comprare a scatola chiusa.
So, una scatola is a box,
sì,
and chiusa means closed.
Sì.
So to buy in a closed box.
Sì, it means that you don't open the box, so you just take the box and you don't check what's inside.
And you hope for the best.
Sì, sì, sì.
Allora, devo dire che sono un po' stanco dopo aver fatto tutti questi esempi con un congiuntivo oggi.
Ah sì, forse adesso dovremmo riposarci un pochino.
Magari potessimo prenderci una vacanza.
Mark, vorrei proprio che fosse vero, ma forse possiamo prenderci un caffè al massimo.
Un caffè va bene anche.
Ok.
Let's leave it there. Alla prossima, grazie mille. Ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.